Spectus Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
There we are, going back to the 1970s, and that is the very first time that you've ever heard that record on Vectis Radio, Berlin, simply because it was put on the system this morning. And the reason why it was put on this morning, because in it is a misheard lyric. Do you want to just tell us what it is?
Well, it's Like a Pigeon Lover. It's supposed to be My Forbidden Lover.
My Pigeon Lover.
My love is for pigeons. And no matter how many times I hear that, it makes me laugh. It's a great song. And of course, you've got old, what's his name, on the guitar as well, because he was with him, and the old, can't think of his blinking name now. The bloke is in everything, anyway.
Oh, yeah. He's playing with Duran, been at the festival.
I can't hear that. I can't hear that now with the correct words, because I'm totally convinced she's singing about pigeons.
Well, look, all we can say is, If words are important, and once you've heard another lyric and you're singing it and it ruins it for you, you're probably best not listen, all right? But if you want a bit of fun and a highlight some misheard lyrics, then this is the hour for you.
Definitely.
We've got a lot to get through.
There's an awful lot out there as well. But, I mean, the thing is with all of this, right, in my family, I mean, my brother, older brother Alan, my younger brother Tony, we have our own language, we do. And my brother-in-law Steve, and, you know, my sister's husband, he is on ball with it as well. And even my kids, they think, you know, Dad, where do you hear these words? We don't hear these words. How can you hear them and we don't? But the thing is with it, it's all about fun. It's meant to make you laugh. It's meant to make you think that there's something more than just a daily drudge. And that's not Fanny Drudge, by the way.
No. and that just to let people know, Fanny Drudge is something that I came out of the pub one night.
Staggered.
I came out of the pub one afternoon. Yeah. I'd had a few too many. And this was at the pub that isn't there anymore.
No.
Up off of Staplers Road.
Yeah, it's on Barton Corner.
What was it called?
Queen
Vic.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I can't remember what it's called now. It's gone.
Princess Royal. And I come out of there and I looked over the wall, and obviously at the St. Paul's Church there.
Well,
and there's
Barton
a
Church, there's, whatever it's
there's
called.
A stone, there's a stone, and it had Fanny Drudge lives here or died here. So.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
I'm just sorting a few things out. I've got loads that we've clipped together. The ones that I'm looking forward to, there's one brilliant one. You've got to wait for this. This is the 1980s Latin Quarter. That's my favourite.
Yeah.
I've got one for you that I don't think I've ever shared it with anybody else, but I always hear it in the song. And there's one that always makes me laugh, and you're probably aware of this as well. There is a song where somebody belches.
Duran Duran?
No.
Oh.
But they belch on a record as well.
There's lots of... I haven't included in my thing... music or sounds that shouldn't be in there.
That would be next. So
Maloko. You think about Maloko.
Bring it back. Yeah.
Yeah. With the duck. Bring it back. You know.
All right. So I'm just going to move the keyboard because we've got all these things. They're all clipped together.
Everything gone on the floor.
Okay. Are you ready?
Go on.
This is this, and they're coming out in any order. All right. So here's the first one. Oh, hang on. Now, I think that has been a big news story recently. Was it Pasco's or Glasgow?
Well, it's supposed to be Glasgow.
Yeah,
it sounds like... it's Tesco.
Tesco.
It's supposed to be Glasgow, but it's Tesco.
Let's have another little listen, shall we? And I called you last night from Glasgow. Other supermarkets are available. There was another one in that as well. I can't remember what it was, but there was something else.
I can't get past Tesco. Unfortunately, it's too big a shop.
Kicking the Dancing Queen was another misheard lyric in that.
There's lots of people get kicked.
All right, let's do another. I want to feel you in my arms again. And you come to me See, yeah. I know what you're going to say, and I know that I hear it.
It's definitely a submarine.
Yeah. He's on a submarine.
He's on a submarine, yeah. I mean, what you've got to consider is, you see, but going back a few years, radio and that wasn't as good quality as it is now. So you would hear things not necessarily perfectly, particularly when me and my family were younger. We had an old red Roberts radio sat on the side of the kitchen mantelpiece, and it was all mono. And whatever came out of that, you all heard the same thing. So it's not difficult to get words wrong.
Mm.
But, of course, with modern stuff, it's a lot harder, and you have to listen a lot more. I mean, they're still there. But, you know, even like car radios, which most of my stuff are on site radios you'd listen to, you'd hear these things and you'd all sit, what did you say? What did they say? You know, and that's part of the fun.
It is.
It makes it enjoyable. I don't really care about the song. It's just the little bit that, you know, the little bit that, did he mean to say that? Was that a mistake, or is it just my ears?
I'm fairly certain there are some people out there over the years that have really taken the mickey out of us, because they have done it, they have said it. And I know that, who's that local guy that's in the band that we both love? Is it Michael Rodriguez?
Oh, yeah, what, Weather Kings. Yeah.
I'm sure he just makes his lyrics up as he goes along, doesn't he?
Mm.
Anyway, should we do another? Refresh my memory. I can't remember what that one
why
was.
Why would you fly your long johns over mountains?
Fly your long johns over mountains.
Our long johns should fly over mountains. Why would you be flying your long johns over mountains?
Do you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if that was the lyric.
Years ago, one radio station in London, I can't remember which one it was now, did a half an hour with songs they could find with long johns mentioned in it. And that was one of them. That's where I never listened to David Bowie very much. But when I heard that, I got to listen to that, because I got to listen for the long johns.
Oh, brilliant. What's next? I can't wait. There's some of these I can't wait to get to. I really can't. Let's see. What's this? Bruce. I must admit, when I was a kid and I heard that song, I used to think, who's Bruce?
Yeah.
Who is Bruce?
But it's Bruce, apparently.
Yeah.
It's something that that guy made up. But, I mean, you know, to me, that's always been Bruce.
Bruce.
Don't bring me down, Bruce.
Bruce.
Yeah.
Who is he singing about, do you think, really? Bruce. Don't bring me down, Bruce.
Yeah.
Bloke from the Shadows?
Could be.
Bruce Chanel?
or the bloke from the Great Train Robbery, Bruce Reynolds.
Oh, Bruce Forsyth.
Bruce Forsyth, yeah.
Don't bring me
Bruce
down.
Bruce Lee?
Bruce. All right, okay, we've got loads to do. Let's put another one out there. An easy one.
Slowly.
It is Sue Lawley, isn't it?
It is Sue Lawley.
And I'm fairly convinced that Sting chucked in a Sue Lawley now and again.
It doesn't sound like So Lonely, does it?
No. So, Sue Lawley. Do you know, it's incredible that these ones have really stood the test of time. I remember when that first came out,
yeah.
And I remember, you know, reading a thing called Record Mirror.
Oh yeah,
and they would go over these misheard lyrics as well, but that was definitely Sue Lawley.
I'm not the only person, am I?
No,
I'm not the only lunatic out there out of the asylum.
You make it sound like your family. That, you know, I would imagine it's your kids. They have a bit of a dig to say, what are you listening to, Dad?
Well, half the trouble is they don't know what I listen to because they weren't alive.
Right.
You know? I mean
lyrical.
Lyrically. Yeah, I mean, you know, my daughter Jo, she always says, I don't know where you hear these things, Dad. She said, I can't hear them. Well, she's probably listening now. Can you hear them, Jo?
Yeah, can you hear them, Jo? For goodness sakes. Let's do another one. Eventually. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be. Oh, let him be.
baby bear. Hot banana, hot banana, hot banana, hot banana.
Do you know what? That is one that I didn't know about, and I had a chuckle when putting this together yesterday. Yeah. And I looked at the message you sent me and said, Elvis Presley, hot banana. I thought, no. I thought, like your kids, what is he listening
to?
What's
he on about? Yeah.
But no, there it was for everyone.
Hot banana.
Hot banana.
Yeah.
One that there are an awful lot that didn't make the cut because they were a little bit naughty.
Oh.
Sadly. Maybe we'll do a late night show one time. But there's, I know that coming up there's a whole load in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah, but not as much as Chrissie Hynde. You can't go near Chrissie Hynde.
No, we won't. I never knew about the sausages in Bohemian Rhapsody, I must admit. That's coming up very soon, but let's do another one. All right, let's push this button here.
I have loved you more each day, walking back to happiness.
It's all right if you was a smoker. Back in the day, you'd have smoked
woodbines,
wouldn't you?
Woodbine, so that's what that is. It's woodbines.
Yeah.
Okay. So woodbines. Yeah. I never heard that in Helen Shapiro before.
Well, I mean, I think she's still alive, Helen Shapiro, but I don't know when she stopped performing. I mean, but you know, this is the stuff. I mean, in them days, it would have probably been made in mono, so you would never have heard that in a stereo back in the day.
I get the feeling that maybe, you know, these people are doing deals with companies and say, "Look, I'm going to drop in a woodbine here and
sling a woodbine into it."
Yeah, and I want the percentage. Yeah. All right, let's do this one.
Billy, don't be a hero. Don't be a fool with your life.
Billy, don't be an hero. Let's hold that one back. Let's just there was a number of earrolls, weren't there?
There was loads of earrolls. Yeah, and other sorts of other with things as well. But there was a lot of ear rolls. I mean, Bonnie Tyler, you know,
holding
I need
out.
An ear roll. You know,
I mean,
I mean, it's just one of the hero can quite easily be ear roll.
Yeah.
If you've got a problem with your ear rolls like I've got, like what I have, you know.
And again, I listen to it I'm thinking, ear roll? Where does he get that one from? And then I heard it and I thought, no, it's there. You can hear it.
Don't be an ear roll.
Billy, don't be an ear roll. All right, this is an REM one. I don't think this is one on your list.
No,
I saw this one and
this
I thought.
It's not on my list.
It's the riskiest we could go to.
Right, okay.
All right, this is an old REM track. I think it's Losing My Religion. I think it's that one. And it's Let's Pee in the Corner.
Right. You got me on that one.
Oh,
no, I've said too much.
Not the first bit, I think. It's
I set it up. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spot.
Let's pee in the spotlight. I thought of you at that point because I know you
peeing in the spotlight.
Peeing in the spotlight because you used to shine a spotlight on Dire Straits all those years ago.
That was my job for about 9 years. I worked a follow spot on a lot of these people, but I never did REM. I don't really like REM, so I probably wouldn't have. It's on my list with people I turn off, like Ed Sheeran,
right.
You know, people like that. Beyonce. I turn them off.
There was a definite let's pee in the corner there.
Well, that's about as good. You can't go to the Elton John one, can you?
No, sadly. I would have liked to have done. Have liked to have done. So I think we've already heard about 1 second of the next one.
Not a piece of meat. Can you lick my brain?
Can you lick my brain? Now, I used to love that. I would play that down at the old Ride Queen, which of course,
Stuart,
just across the road from you, in its heyday, 1986 when it came out. I never heard that until yesterday.
Can you lick my brain? But it even goes with the line before it. Girl, I'm not a piece of meat. Can you lick my brain?
And you said that there is a connection to something else that I don't think is on here, but I thought I'd bring it up, and that was Daft Punk, because he did the original to that Get Up All Night or Up All Night and so
Well, he sings about Mexicans.
Yeah.
I'm up all night to get lucky. And there's a bloke comes into the background singing, I'm up on Mexicans.
I'm up on Mexicans.
I'm up on Mexicans. I'm up on Mexicans. And I've listened to it so many times and I cannot work out what on earth the bloke is saying.
No.
He's not saying Mexicans, but he's up all night to get lucky. But he's up on Mexicans by the sound of it.
He's up on Mexicans.
Yeah.
Of course he is, yeah. Up on Mexicans.
I'm up on Mexicans.
Right, another, shall we? Was so clear, isn't it?
Yes.
Iron Lung. Yeah.
Bring me an iron lung.
I just wonder whether Stevie Winwood, back in the day, because he had a massive hit with that,
yeah,
if he'd have just changed it to Bring Me an Iron Lung, would it have been a hit?
Well, I can't be 100% certain here, but I'm sure that Freddie, which we'll probably go to in a bit with Queen, I'm sure that in one of the shows that I did with him at Wembley, that he actually did come out with the misheard lyric, you know, deliberately. And I've talked to other people about this and nobody else seems to remember it, so maybe it's a fantasy on my part. But I'm sure that one or two of these groups would have known that what people were thinking, you know, and would have come up with the... I mean, I cannot believe that Jimi Hendrix would not have sung his lyric. You know what I mean? It's... I don't suppose you got Jimi Hendrix on there, have you?
No, I didn't. I'll be honest, I didn't hear it. I didn't go for it. I didn't put it on. But yeah. I now wished I had it done.
Yeah, well, he's it's one really that starts most people off, because very few people would realise that when he's singing in Purple Haze, excuse me, he's supposed to be saying, excuse me while I kiss the sky. But it sounds to everybody like, excuse me while I kiss this guy. And, you know, most people would think they were the right lyrics.
Yeah.
You know, and I think if old Jimmy had still been around, he would have said that on stage. Excuse me while I kiss this guy. You know, I think he would have done that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it sounds great. Excuse me. Well, I wish I'd have dug that one out now.
Yeah.
So I might find it and see if we can squeeze it in before the end of this session. So we do one more and then we'll take a quick break. Yeah. So let's have this one. I've got to stop this because this is the one. This is, you've got to listen carefully. All right. It's not a misheard lyric. Sick of leaving in the morning with the night you gave away. All right, I super enhanced it.
Yeah.
All I did was make that bit louder.
Yeah.
That's Marty Pello belching at the beginning of the song.
He's burped it. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back with more of your misheard lyrics. You've got a whole load of them, including my favourite, which is Latin Quarter, and also some Bohemian Rhapsody stuff as well. And what's your favourite?
My favourite? Oh, golly.
Or have we done it already?
You can't play my favourite unless you've got Bobby V. With Jimmy Young.
With Jimmy Young, there's a combination. Yeah.
Bobby V, how many tears can you cry? It's the backing.
Right.
It says, Young Jimmy Young, Jimmy Young.
We'll save that one for another day. Quick break, and we will be back.
Music variety.
Music variety.
That blows your mind.
Terry Dactyl, who of course was otherwise known as Jonah Louie as well.
Jonah Louie.
Didn't have many hits, but he must be coining it in over Christmas with that particular track that they play at Christmas time.
Oh, yeah.
Stop the Cavalry.
Stop the Cavalry.
Yeah.
Even though it was released not at Christmas.
Well, I think 1982, that's been out 41 years now. Yeah. I would imagine it's played every Christmas and he must be coining it in.
Whatever happened to him, hey?
If you just tuned in, we got Arthur Reader in. We're doing misheard lyrics. Now, it'll tell you that he's a bit Mutton Jeff.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just don't have to be Mutton Jeff. You just, you know, hear what you hear.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Hear what you hear.
If it makes you smile, then it's worth doing it, isn't it? That's the whole point.
It is.
You know, and I mean, me and my brothers, you know, we used to laugh about it. I mean, you know, long journeys to football and that in the car, something would come on the radio and you'd be laughing away because then you can't hear anything else, can you? You know?
No.
And I mean, it just passes the time. But if it makes you smile. And I mean, you know, my brother-in-law, Steve, he's always texting, oh, I've just heard this on the radio. I mean, background noises, as you say, there's a whole show on background noises. So, you know, the Monkees have got things like I'm a Believer. The background, they're singing dead ant, dead ant, dead ant, dead ant. You know, it's just background noises. But these are lyrics we're talking about, yeah, really.
Should we have one?
Yeah.
All right, let's go for it.
I got chills.
There's something about high heels made of ply.
Right.
Plywood. High heels made of plywood.
Something like that. But yeah. you're gonna knock one at me here because I'm not totally sure about this one. So this could be one that I don't know about.
Right.
So
okay.
Maybe your ears are different to mine. So you better stick
it
on again.
That's
you
good.
You see?
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do another one.
Every time you go,
an oldie but a goodie.
You take a piece of me.
Take a piece of meat with you.
That's Paul Young from, wow.
Take a piece of meat.
Take a piece of meat with you. That's an oldie but a goodie, and it stood the test of time, isn't it? It still makes you chuckle.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can be working away, the guy will have the radio on, I don't even know what station they listen to half the time, but and something will come on and I'll say, oh, hang on, boys, just listen out to the Mr. Lyric coming up here, you're going to love this one.
You know? Yeah, and it still makes you smile, doesn't it? It really
does. That's what it's all about.
All right, let's do another.
She'll expose you.
Kim Carnes.
Off your feet with the crumbs she throws you. She's ferocious. And she knows just what it takes to make a crow blush.
Yeah. How do you make a crow blush?
A crow blush.
In fact, to be brutally honest, when she released that, a lot of the DJs at the time had to ask her what she was actually saying. And apparently she's saying to make a pro blush.
Yeah.
But to everybody and a man and his dog, it sounds like crow, you know? Yeah. And of course, I don't like crows anyway, so I'd like to make a crow blush. But I can't hear anything other than make a crow blush with that one.
So, that's Kim Carnes in and Betty Davis Eyes, 1981.
Betty Davis Eyes, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll do another.
There's mud, hangs, and food.
Oh, you've got Latin Quarter.
This is my favourite. I've got to stop this because this is my favourite. I tell you what. I listened to this, yes, it took me a bit of time to find it, and I know you sent it through, and I listened, and I thought, there's no way that they're going to say that.
No.
No way that they're going to say what they're going to say.
But then you hear it, and you think, but it's what he said. But he didn't say it, but what did he say then? And it's just totally random. And you think, well, how on earth would, what did he really say?
All right, so what does he say?
Well, I don't know what he says. It sounds to me like, it looks like Arsenal got it wrong again.
It's there.
What does he say?
It looks like Arsenal got it wrong again.
Yeah.
But
what did he say?
It looks like Arsenal got it wrong again.
Well, not tonight.
No, those fingers crossed they won't.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, we've got a few more to do. We're trying to squeeze in as many as we possibly can.
We're caught in a trap.
Hear that?
I don't know what
do you hear? What do you hear? This is what I heard and I thought, I've got to put that in.
Well, there's another thing I think he says, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. He should be saying we're caught in a trap.
Yeah. No, he's you're right. He's but we're calling a trout.
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 I can't walk out.
And it rhymes with can't walk out.
Yeah.
You see, the lyrics fit, don't they?
Yeah.
But they fit.
Do you know what? If he'd have renamed that, we're calling a trout, again, would it have been a hit? Would it have been a hit? I reckon it would have done.
We're calling a trout. But it rhymes. That's the point. Because you can't walk out. It out doesn't rhyme with trap, does it? So,
and knowing what the stuff that he used to do. Do you remember there was a brilliant version of that? You gaze at your bald head.
Oh, he started laughing.
But he changed the lyric because it was bonnet originally. Yeah. You gaze at your bonnet.
And wish you had hair.
And gaze at your bald head and wish you had hair. Yeah. And he fell about laughing.
Yeah.
And that... was my favourite version of that song because it had everything then. It had, and then he just lost it, didn't he?
Yeah, he lost it completely.
All right, let's do this one. Now, I remember going to the Carousel. The Carousel used to be over by Tesco.
Right.
And on that main road, and I think it's a garage now, there's a garage there where McDonald's is as well. That used to be a huge place. I'm pretty sure that used to be the Carousel. And I remember, you know, going there in 1981. That was like the hit of the summer.
Yeah.
Honestly, going back to my roots, we had a dirty version for that. It was, you know, obviously something along the lines of peed on my boots.
Yeah.
But you've got something else.
Lifted up my boobs. and later on, it says zipping up my boobs.
Boobs. Lifting up my boobs. Yeah,
yeah.
I can hear that as well.
Yeah.
I can. So that's Odyssey. And that's as risque as we can get. I'd love to do a late night show because there are so many that you sent through, especially the Pretenders one. That is funny. But we can't play them.
No.
Or we could play them and let people make up their own mind. There is one that and I think it's on the system that we're going to play through in a mo. There is one that was huge back in the day, and I know that I remember seeing this in Record Mirror. They made a really really big thing of it, and you don't hear it. You just and when we play it, I'm just going to say, you know, we don't have to say anything.
Just listen
and see what they're actually
listening
saying.
With my ears.
Right, this is Whitney Houston.
Yeah,
and how will I know? You know about bee stings.
Bee stings.
You know about bee stings.
Yes.
All right. How will I know if he really loves me? I know if he really loves me. I say a prayer with every heartbeat. I fall in love whenever we meet. I'm asking you, what you know about bee stings? How will I know if he's thinking of me? Now, how will I know?
That. Actually, bee stings, we used to sing beastings.
Right.
Which is what they do in the army.
Yeah.
When they scrag somebody and that, a beasting.
Yeah.
Not bee sting, beasting.
Not nice.
We know about beastings. And that has got a lot more resonance to military people than it has to bird apiarists, shall we say, people who like bees.
I love that song. I've always liked that song. But now the lyric is always going to be because you know about bee stings.
Yeah.
So if we are ruining songs for you,
sorry,
we do apologise. But I think we're just making them better.
Yeah, I've had 40 years of ruining songs.
We're getting to the business end now. We've got some really, really good ones to come. Plus to come, my favourite ever, my own personal. I've never heard anybody mention this one, and I have mentioned it to a couple of people, and I can't hear it. And you must get that a lot.
Mm.
When people say, your kids will say,
what's wrong with you?
No,
how do you hear that?
No, I can't hear that. Let's do this one.
He's got a few, actually. One of his ones, which I can't remember what it is, he mentions about having a finger in his tea.
Right.
But I have to go through these. I've never written these down. I started writing them down at the weekend just gone when my brother-in-law Steve was round to try and, because there's so many of them, you go away, you hear, say, oh my God, I forgot that one. You know, there's so many of them. But I can't remember the one where he puts his finger in his tea, but there is one.
Right.
But he does a lot. He's got a few, he has.
It doesn't matter whether we're naked or
we're
not.
We're naked or not.
Right. I've got about six left, and I know that you've got pages and pages of stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go away with all the work that you've done.
No, that's for my benefit, that is.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, just in case you forget.
Well, you know, I'm getting old now.
Right, okay. Let's crack on then. Let's do the next one. I've got a funny feeling this might be the Queen one. I'm not sure. He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity. All right, that's it. Right. That's the clip on there.
That's it.
Yeah. Terrible beauty. Hang on. Right. Braised lamb's coming up.
Right. But we've had pork sausages first.
Yeah.
Right. Spare him his life and his pork sausages. Right. Now, I am totally convinced that one of the shows I did with Queen at Wembley, he actually turned to the stage and said pork sausages just for the hell of it, because that's the sort of thing old Fred would have done. And at the time, a lot of people thought he was singing pork sausages,
yeah,
because it sounds like pork sausages.
Was that in that bit there, or was that something else?
Spare him his life and his pork sausages.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from his pork sausages.
And didn't he, didn't he say in one of his songs, gimme fried chicken?
Well, he's got a few, old Fred has. I mean, you ain't got his Down in the Dungeons with Peters and Lee, have you?
No.
I mean, you know, he had a few, but I mean, when you think about it, Queen, their career was virtually over until Bohemian Rhapsody come out. They were really going down the tubes quite fast because they weren't being played. And then they came out with that whole album, and it put them back on the map. And really, it set them up for life. That did.
Yeah, it did.
If they hadn't been for that, they wouldn't have. You would never heard anymore.
Now I'm here. Is that the track?
Yeah,
now I'm here. Down in the dungeons with
Peters and Lee.
Peters and Lee. You can hear that, can't you? How brilliant! I wish I had that one queued up as well.
Yeah,
but,
you can do it.
Let's do another. Terrible beauty we made. We're listening out for Braised Lamb.
Yeah.
Lamb.
Yeah, that's the best thing about that song.
Do you know, that is my favourite ever Spandau Ballet song. It used to be for years one of my favourite songs as well, and you've ruined it.
Braised Lamb.
We make our love on Braised Lamb.
There's a sort of a meat theme going on here, isn't there?
Do you know what? I love lamb, and I also love that song.
Take a piece of meat with me and...
Yeah, crikey. All right, we got about four more. Let's play this one.
There's just one thing that just can't stand. I can't stand the rain.
Oh yeah. And the Tina Turner version is even clearer.
I can't stand. That is the Tina Turner.
Is that Tina? Yeah. Well, who's the other woman? There's another woman, Ann Peebles, that does it as well. But I can't stand Lorraine.
I can't stand Lorraine against my window.
Yeah. But say, you know, the other woman, they say they both sing it. I think it's Ann Peebles' song, but they both sing it, and they both sing it like Lorraine. So
who is
Lorraine?
Yeah, but who's Ann Peebles?
She's another singer who does it. I mean, the pair of them done that song. It was done by two different people, but Tina Turner had the hit with it. But, you know, both of them, when you hear it, you think, it's Lorraine. What's Lorraine ever done to hurt anybody, you know?
Not Andy Peebles. Any relation to Andy Peebles?
I don't know.
All right.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Last three. We know what's coming.
We know what's coming.
I'm in the nude.
I haven't got a clue what he actually says.
No.
I haven't got a clue what he actually says.
I'm pretty sure he does, because I used to get, as well as Record Bearer, Smash Hits. And in Smash Hits, you used to get the lyrics.
Oh, okay.
Where's my cotton socks? I'm in the news.
Yeah, and it sounds like, wash my cotton socks, I'm in the nude.
Well, that's what I thought it was, yeah. Where's my cotton socks, I'm in the nude? Which would have been a better lyric.
Yeah.
But do you reckon when Julian Cope took that on the road and sang it in front of...
I would be totally surprised if they didn't chuck him in once in a while. You know, I mean, I wouldn't have thought that necessarily ABBA would have gone down the road of singing from Tesco live, but some of these other people, when they really engage, could you imagine like someone like Robbie Williams when he engages with the audience? If there was a misheard lyric there, I think he would do it.
Yeah.
Just for the laugh, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right. definitely.
And if he ain't, do it.
Okay, we got a few left.
In the morning light, I pull on my jeans. I pull my aubergines on.
All right, there's aubergines on that one. Let's see what this one's got. Ah.
Yeah.
you're taxing the brain there.
Yeah. It's well, it sounds like. I mean, we don't have to say it, but I mean, you know, it just sounds like. It does, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
Possibly.
Like circumcision.
Yes, it sounds like it.
All right, there's one more. I've got a funny feeling. This is the last one, and this is the one that I hear, and I don't know anybody else that hears the same. So it whether it's worthy enough of a misheard lyric, it is in my world. But what you're listening out to, we're going to send you to Pan Estate. Yeah, you recognise the tune. We're going to send you to Pan Estate.
If you're out of luck or out of work, we could send you to Johannesburg.
That's my favourite.
Yeah, and that's a song that can't be played now.
Well, it can if you bleep out a
word. If you bleep out a word, yeah,
which we sadly have to do. But
yeah, yeah.
He wants that song to be dropped completely, doesn't he? He doesn't want anybody else to play it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know. Which is a shame.
It's. I mean, when you think of some of the other lyrics in that song, that's probably one of the least ones to worry about. I mean, some of the stuff is meaningless. You know, Oliver's Army. Well, what's that got to do with Churchill and all that? You know, it's a strange song.
Yeah, I mean, it comes to something when he says, "I don't want this played anymore."
Yeah, it's his choice. It's his song, isn't it?
But I still love the song. It's a great song.
I
think you should re-record it and put that in and make it all about, you know, somebody's army that lives up Pan.
Yeah.
We could send you to Pan Estate. I've got to play this again because that is my favourite all-time misheard lyric, purely and simply because
it's local.
It mentions the place where I grew up.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Send you to Pan Estate.
Will you come back and do this again?
Oh, of course. Of course. I mean, I've only scratched the surface here.
Oh,
you know.
Have you got one you can leave us with?
One I can leave you with?
Yeah.
Carol Bale Sager, Girl Can't Have It, The Brill Creamed Rabbit. Get Out of My House, You Dirty. You remember that one?
I do, yeah.
At the end, she says, "Girl can't have it, brill creamed rabbit."
Brill creamed rabbit. All right, we'll do a load more, and we'll do this again at some point in the future. It's cracking to spend some time with you, Arthur. Thank you for coming
worries.
In.
No worries.
And
it's a smile day.
And yeah, we're sorry if we've ruined any songs for you.
I can ruin loads more.
Yeah, we'll come back and we'll do that then.